We recently had a woman who was a physician and a strong family history. She had a family history. We'd seen her before, talked about prevention, declined, came back. What's going on now? We got her mammograms and reviewed her supposedly negative mammogram and saw an obvious cancer. So she had a cancer that was about 1.5 centimeters in diameter. She had negative nodes. She opted for bilateral mastectomies. She had a hormone-responsive tumor. But she was really torn about the whole issue of whether to do chemotherapy or not. She's got young children and really wasn't sure that she wanted to do it if it wasn't clearly going to be beneficial. So we did send her tumor sample to Genomic Health, and it came back with a very low recurrence score, which put her in a situation where she was very comfortable doing hormonal therapy and not chemo. And I've got two other patients who are older, in their late 50s, early 60s, both of whom have tumors around a centimeter, centimeter and a half, ER positive, but a little worrisome because they're not strongly ER positive. And of course, the way we do hormone receptors by immunohistochemistry is a little crude in terms of strong and weak. Normally, in a lot of practices, any patient with a 1.5 centimeter tumor who's otherwise healthy is probably going to get a recommendation for chemotherapy. Both of these women were very hesitant and very resistant to the idea of chemotherapy. We sent their tumors off for Oncotype. Both of them came out as intermediate risk patients. Now, that's not going to be an easy decision for them, but it shows, you know, in the intermediate risk group, they've got a risk of systemic recurrence around 15% or so, which is pretty substantial. I think most women faced with that information would probably opt for chemotherapy, although I must say we don't know for sure how much benefit that intermediate risk group gets from chemotherapy. I think they would have an easier decision if it was low risk or high risk. I've got another young patient who had a 1 to 1.5 centimeter small T1C tumor who really didn't want to do chemotherapy. And again, we had real problems with her insurance covering the assay. Genomics Health eventually did it, I think, for gratis. She came out with a very low recurrence score, and she was very relieved and very comfortable not to do chemotherapy, which was her preference anyway.
What do you think these two women with the intermediate score are going
to
do?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I think at least one of them, I'm pretty sure, will probably do chemotherapy because I think she's more in the subset of patients who are anxious about their outcomes and don't want to look back 10 years from now and say, darn, I should have done that. Now I've got a recurrence and I could have prevented it.
You know, it's interesting about the insurance company not wanting to pay, although I think now we're seeing that it is getting reimbursed.
Right.
Medicare is reimbursing it. And I guess one of the issues is people are starting to realize that if it really is utilized to decide whether or not to use chemotherapy, it probably is. I guess Gary Lyman has looked at this. It probably is cost effective. I mean, for example, now you've just avoided the cost of chemotherapy.
Right. Which is $20,000, $25,000, $30,000. The assay is $3,500. It takes a very careful analysis of how many patients don't do chemotherapy as a result of the assay and the money you save to offset the costs of doing the tests in patients who do get chemotherapy. So it seems from a non-economist or not an expert in cost effectiveness, it seems logical that it would be cost-effective, but it takes a more careful analysis to prove it.
Yeah, I mean, and not that cost should be the primary determination of what's done, but we are looking at that more and more with some of the more expensive agents coming out. And I guess the other issue in terms of cost is if there's a woman who, without the Oncotype, would have not gotten chemotherapy, who now gets it, and as a result has a 75% reduction in relapse rate, you've reduced the cost of treating relapse, which is very significant.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Sure, that's a good point.